Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, and I'm joined here by Sean Richards from Knotty Hessman Economics. And how are you today, Sean?
Good, thank you. Welcome to 2017.
Oh, everyone. What a great year it's going to be. It's got the ring that 1917 had as well, like revolutionary, you know, Bolshevik revolution sort of thing. But we haven't done much in 100 years, really, on that side. But as far as the economics are concerned, somebody actually claims and admits to being an economist on the show earlier today, and he was talking about the UK situation of saying, you know, inflation is going to start going up because, you know, petrol prices and other factors and the weaker pound, and manufacturing looks like it's strengthening now despite the Brexit. You know, the Bank of England is going to have to rein in QE and raise interest rates. I was going to laugh, but then I remember he's an economist and doesn't really know what the new reality is these days, that there's no connection between economic data and monetary policy.
Well, firstly, the Bank of England would do that if I was on it, or at least it had one vote for it. But of course, even in that scenario, I'd be one out of nine, so 8-1 defeat would be the situation there. If we look at today's numbers, is something that is, if you look back in the past, like you've just been there 100 years, something disturbing from our economic history, which is unsecured credit is rising by around 11%. Now, that's led to trouble in the past. Until recently, the Bank of England was saying it was much lower than before. Now, there you've got to be very careful, because there was a statistical swerve a few years ago when they dropped out student loans, so the numbers went like that. Well, that's lower, but not the same as before. And these sort of rates of growth are more reminiscent of a decade or so ago, and, you know, what could go wrong?
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, that nothing has gone wrong, has it? That's the problem. It's like, so the Eurozone was supposed to break down, and the housing market was supposed to crash, and the economy was supposed to do this and that. None of these things have happened. We're just going around in a... It is a zombie state, obviously, in a zombie type of, you know, low growth, low inflation, etc. But the world hasn't ended. Why not? It should have ended, shouldn't it?
Well, because this is a situation, those that watch one of the Christmas staple films like I did, The Dam Busters, is exactly the same. The dam looks fine till it breaks, in spite of all the bombs that, 617 Squadron were bouncing at it back then, and it stays there fine, and they're all depressed. And then, of course, hooray from our side, bad from the German side, the dam does
more of a great
break.
Escape person myself.
Okay, but again, well, that's the same thing, isn't it? They kept digging for a long time until finally they got out the other side, isn't it? So, and this is the situation that... And this is the problem, actually, if you like, because you've asked me about this before, when you're arguing on the other side of the thing, that everything is okay until it isn't. And the point is that you're trying to warn ahead of events before things change. Like, say, this year. Already, we saw yesterday, in Germany, inflation at 1.7%. UK overall in 2016 had a weaker currency. So we can see the signals are there for our inflation to go over target quite quickly. That'll impact on real wages. And these will be the sort of things that all come in, as we say, reach the summer of this year.
So it's a hockey stick type of movement on the chart that we'll see on, you know, the graphs. So the inflation it's really low, and then all of a sudden it just like flips up.
Yes, I was expecting a little more of that at the end of last year. And there were various factors that come into play that stopped that. One of them is that we've proved are pretty much completely incapable of measuring clothes price inflation. So, I don't want to bore people with this, it is my own topic. Just the simple fact that this has been quite a mess. It's led to a lot of changes, all the wrong ones that have made it worse. And that, as it happened, and we came into the end of last year, particularly women's clothing, they bought a lot more, thank you to them, keeping the economy going. They managed the amazing statistical swerve of buying it more cheaply as well. I'm sure they don't believe that, but that's what the numbers said. That's run us into here. Well, those sort of things will drop out, and then suddenly we'll find, and you'll see it in the headlines, look for surprise or unexpected. I know they're around there a lot, but they'll be there in inflation when, as you say, that the sort of accelerator hits it a bit as we move.
So forward. Part of the low inflation is due to a proper fiddling of the figures?
Yeah.
All right, okay, that's fine, that's fair enough. So will our economist friend, who shall be nameless, get his, you know, the reining back on QE and higher interest rates here, or is it just, it's just not going to happen until Carney leaves, is that right?
Well, I'm not so sure about that, because, I mean, the issue of QE, they're in something of a mess, because this particular phase has gone wrong in terms of the fact that they've bought gilts at much higher levels, they have losses there. Some of these, depending on which ones they buy, they might actually have to take a loss on some of them.
The taxpayer, obviously.
A bit awkward. The overall programme's very much in profit. But then, of course, And this is where you get a very awkward situation, isn't it? Where you have a profit in something because of your own buying. That is obviously uncomfortable. So they face issues there. The corporate bond buying, quite a bit of that's for foreign companies. So that would be far for the best if that all got parked into a corner and didn't happen again. Then they face the problem of when will they raise? That's very uncomfortable. Even those on the Monetary Policy Committee that have argued for a raise, like, for example, Ian McCafferty, had then done an enormous U-turn and cut them. So I think it'd be quite some time before someone pops their nose above the parapet and even suggests that. Then they'll find yields rising again, which, as you're hinting at, will trap them back into the restarting the QE programme. Otherwise, what was the point of it? And those that follow me on Twitter, that's the time when I come back to being Buzz Lightyear to infinity and beyond. It is a type of trap. It's very hard for them to get off. But it'd be much better not to have started, in my opinion.
Right, so we're just, this time next year, the interest rates might be at a half a percent. We might have had a token raise or whatever, but we stay as we are. No change on monetary policy at all.
But there would be if I was on it, but no. In the crew that we have there now, there's possibly one or two that could switch over, but then the vote would still be quite heavily the other side. And remember, Mark Carney spent, what was it, 3 years telling us he was going to raise interest rates without doing it. So presumably, in a similar situation, he'll repeat the same tactic. And then by then, under his new timescale, well, it's not a problem for him. He'll be gone, won't he, 2019.
What a happy thought. On that note, Sean Richards from Not a Yes Man Economics, thank you very much for coming in
thank
today.
You.